Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Rooms of Ruin by Eric Henry Vick, narrated by Alexander Sendes. 1. Then I was fertilized and grew wise. From a word to a word, I was led to a word. From a work to a work, I was led to a work. Vafthruismaul, the Poetic Edda. She sat on her sun-baked, impromptu throne like the queen she was, pale golden locks stirring in the hot wind blowing from the depths of Klemtland's deserts. Her gray eyes sought his, and when their gazes met, Luka Ulfaitidin's stomach twittered. When she smiled, he thought he might melt.
"What news, my champion?"
Hel asked.
"My queen, the rebels left Trancastrantir on horseback, but they rode east, not south."
One of her eyebrows quirked.
"By sea, then?"
Luka nodded once.
"They may avoid our trap despite their complete ignorance of its existence." "Oh, come, Luka,"
she said.
"Do you think me so easy to thwart?"
She cocked her head to the side, a small smile playing on her lips.
"Your part of the plan is in readiness?" "Of course, my queen. I spoke with him. He knows his role." "Superb. I heard from one of Vauli's Ulfa this morning. His part of the plan is in place, ready and waiting."
"And can we trust our agent?"
Her gaze hardened.
"Am I so easily fooled?" "No, my queen. I meant to wonder at the strength of Vauli's conditioning methods."
She arched her eyebrow.
"Beyond reproach. But come, enough of this petty jealousy, Luka. We must drive them back to the course we prefer."
"Yes, my queen."
"Shall I? I will handle that part."
"Yes, my queen."
"We have a challenge before us, one to which we must rise."
He arched his eyebrow and scratched his chin.
"Tell me, my queen."
"We have a game of Nefatat to play, and you and I stand against many."
"And which side are we?"
She smiled a lazy, crooked smile.
"The attackers, of course."
He grinned and inclined his head.
"I understand, my queen. We erect barricades to keep them from straying from the path we chose."
"Indeed, my champion, indeed."
She waved her hand toward a pen of human and subhuman thralls the army had gathered from the sparse civilizations of Klemtland.
"In the meantime, are you hungry? You are much more mischievous on a full stomach."
Luka let his eyes wander about the pen, and his mouth began to water.
"I could eat, my queen."
She nodded.
"Then choose our prey."
She stood and let the cool, loose robe fall at her feet.
"Bjarntyr,"
she murmured, and began to stretch and morph. An intense pleasure mingled with lust swept through Luka. The last time they had hunted together had been on Mithgarthr. He pointed out a thrall.
"That one," he said to one of the pen's guards.
He glanced up at Hel's new bear-like form and smiled.
"Ulfur."
Luka took a deep breath and began his own change into a beast out of a nightmare. 2. The hot sun pounded against the dock and the deck of the ship next to it, but to me, the heat was a godsend. I'd used the last of my miracle drug, my methotrexate, months before, and despite the pain-masking cloak Mjolnir had commissioned for me on our trip to Nitavitlir, and Sif's best efforts, my joints hurt, and the heat helped. "I wish you had stayed at Vithar and Fricka's estate," I said for the fourth or fifth time.
"Hank Jensen, bring that up again and you're going to limp the rest of the way to Peelroost," said Jane. "And not because of your illness."
"Tell him, Jane,"
said Yaren Saxa.
"He's as stubborn as my husband."
"Oh God, not that," said Mjolnir with mock horror. "Surely no man aspires to emulate the Aesir that spawned an entire mythos, not to mention a film franchise."
Sif turned a baleful glare at Mjolnir.
"Hank, I wish you'd never told him of these things called